You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do every week, and that's celebrating a host who's using our hashtag, #STRShareSunday. We'll share you on the podcast here and on our Instagram. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
Today, we are sharing @2chicksandahammer. Again, that's @2chicksandahammer, TWO, and just so happens to be our celebrity keynote speaker of our event. And what I love about what Mina has done with her Instagram is she's got a lot of things going on. Okay. So she has a link tree in her bio. And if you click on her link tree in her bio, you will see her Airbnbs amongst multiple other things that she is doing. But what I want to offer to all of our listeners is this is what everyone can do. Let's say it's your personal Instagram account and you're trying to find a way, whether it's you, your life partner, your business partner, a family member wants to give you some love and share your properties. This is a one-stop shop. You can add a link tree to your bio and it can be there all the time. It could take them to your website. It could take them directly to your Airbnb if that's more comfortable for them. Maybe they want to go straight to Vrbo. But this is a way that you can have your property out in the world all the time with a lot of different options for people to book. So take a look at Two Chicks and a Hammer. See the way that they have directed people to their properties because they have multiple properties. So instead of having three different handles for all of their different houses, they put them on Two Chicks and a Hammer and send all the traffic to one place.
All right. And well, who is Two Chicks and a Hammer and why are they a celebrity keynote? Well, Mina Starciak-Hawk is the star of the HGTV series Good Bones, which I've been watching for years. And so when we were developing the content for TFEcon, I asked Annette, I was like, I think it'd be great to have a celebrity keynote, but not just any celebrity keynote. It has to be someone that our listeners can really look up to and maybe even find a common ground with. And Mina being a woman in this space, she is a renovator. She is a property owner of both long and short-term rentals. And how did the whole HGTV come about? Well, Karen is Mina's mother. They are the co-founders of Two Chicks and a Hammer, and they began rehabbing homes in 2007 when Mina bought a house that needed a lot of love. Mina had just graduated from Indiana University, and all her friends had grown-up jobs. And with the need to also feel like a grown-up, she purchased her first home, and with the help of her mom, Karen, they were able to renovate this home and make it beautiful. The two were not only able to renovate that house, but also discovered a passion for home renovation in general. They were bitten by the renovation bug, and Two Chicks and a Hammer was born. And of course, we know how that story ends. They were found by a production company, and that led them to their HGTV show. They're entering into their eighth season now, which is so exciting.
Like, come on, eight seasons? She's putting in the work.
Because we all, I mean, listeners, I bet 90% of you, because we reach out to us, we talk to you on Instagram, we know that you renovate your properties yourself too, or your project managing. That's a lot of work. And so imagine, you know, having your full-time job
cameras on
TV. Yeah, it's a lot. So she's handling it. She's a mom, a wife, you know, so she's doing a lot, but she's doing the thing. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be the perfect keynote speaker. And you know what, Annette, if you're cool with it, so early bird pricing technically ends today. But I think to celebrate Mina being on Thanks for Visiting today and us celebrating her being our celebrity keynote, we should extend early bird pricing just until this Sunday, August 27th.
Okay. Sarah's asking me that because I'm the IT here. I'm the person behind the behind the command panel, you know, doing pricing and coupon codes, everybody. I'm internet-y. If you didn't know, that's one of my other nicknames.
You are internet-y.
Let's do it because people, you need to come meet Sarah and I, duh, but also now Mina. So yes, we'll extend the early bird for you. Use the coupon code podcast because we love all of our podcast listeners. You can use that for $150 off. Don't delay. Get your ticket today.
But listen, I hope you understand that. You get to stack the $150 off the early bird pricing, which we're extending to Sunday. But then that truly early bird pricing is over Sunday, August 27th. It is gone. It is done. Come to TFEcon. Come to Columbus, Ohio. It is beautiful here in the fall. And we want to share with you our amazing city. Once you're here, getting around is so easy. There's a ton of local restaurants and shops. But Mina has offered to do a Q&A after her keynote. So all of our ticket holders will be able to ask her questions, whether it's about being on TV, getting an HGTV show.
Her portfolio.
But if you're a VIP ticket holder, which you can also use that podcast code for, you could meet and greet with Mina. But with that, without further ado, let's bring Mina on the show. She's got a couple really interesting hosting hot tips that we can't wait to share with you. Mina, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Before the show, Mina, Sarah and I are talking. We're like, okay, she's flipping houses. She's on HGTV. She's a mom. Like, hosting is another full-time job all the time. Overnight guests. Tell us, like, why you got started in short-term rentals and why you're still doing it. Can you take us back to deciding to put a property up for overnight stays?
Of course. So my husband and I have, over the last 10 years, acquired and held some properties. It's not necessarily my Two Chicks and a Hammer business model, but we were trying to develop a portfolio. And it was honestly, I think, towards the beginning of this year where we decided to make the first one a short-term rental instead of a long-term. And our reason initially for doing the long-term rentals was just lower maintenance. Like, we didn't have the bandwidth. We weren't interested in figuring out the management company or any of that. So we're like, we're just going to keep it simple, easy. We're going to do long-term rentals. And one of the properties we bought a while ago is a quadplex. And it had, it's 3 2-bedrooms and 1 1-bedroom. And someone had moved out of the downstairs 2-bedroom. And we thought, let's give it a try on this one. It's small enough that we can furnish it. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. Small enough that we can furnish it for a reasonable amount of money. And let's just open it up for like the next 6 months and see if it ends up making sense. I believe before we went short-term rental on it, we were renting it for $900 a month, which was a little low. We probably could have got closer to $1,200, but got it set up. I did obviously the furniture sourcing and the staging and all that, which was fun. But also, you know, manageable because it was small. And I told my husband, I have the bandwidth for that, but I don't have the bandwidth to manage it. So that's you. We can get someone to flip it if that's what you want. And he like just dove in the deep end and was doing everything. So he was doing the flips. And I would say probably the first couple of months, there was some tweaking, like what days do we do a 2-night minimum? Because if you have a one night minimum, he was cleaning it every single day. So between 10 and 4, which is our checkout and check-in, he was like, trying to bust a move to make sure he could get there, to make sure there wasn't other things going on, because he also has his own business. I actually was looking at the numbers a couple of days ago because we were debating about another long-term rental that just emptied, turning it into a short-term or not. And I think we're around $2,880 is our average over the last 6 months.
Nice.
So we more than doubled what we were able to do with the long-term rental. And we have two others since then, and they don't really have enough data yet. One of them's only been up for about 6 weeks and the other one's only been up for 3 months. So we'll see about those ones, but yeah.
So your husband decided that he was going to be the one, when you say flip, I assume that's like turn it over, clean it for the next guest.
Clean it, yes.
This amazing.
Amazing. And he was doing this while also running a business. Was he like...
Did he know what he was getting into?
Well, I don't know. I think he had this interesting... I didn't really understand his outlook on it at first, because I look at everything as like, you know, the time value of the money. Like, so we charge people $75 for that clean. It takes you 2 hours. That means you're getting paid $32.50 an hour. Like, can you make more money doing something else for your business? And does it make sense to pay someone to clean it? And we had to have this conversation where I said, the gal that was cleaning our other two, I said, we can give this one to her as well. He's like, I don't want to make anyone clean up after me. I was like, no. This is her business. She wants this. She's trying to grow her business. And when I presented it to him that way, it was just like this very easy light switch. He was like, oh, yeah, this actually is kind of sucked and it hurts my back and I'm too old to make beds every day. So once we made the switch to having someone else do the cleaning, like, we still manage the platform and message guests and things like that. But Stephanie actually manages the flips and she's got a team. It was much more manageable for him to think about adding additional ones.
And we've heard, we know that Indianapolis is very, very short-term rental friendly. But Mina, you know, we're here in Columbus, Ohio, and Sarah and I are like always kind of in shock of how many people are coming to Columbus. Is that kind of the same with you, of how many bookings you are getting in this, you know, in this property in Indianapolis? And what are your guests coming for?
It's interesting. I mean, I don't want to sound stupid, but I believe it's like one of the biggest convention centers in the country. Like, it's really, really big. So there's always conventions. We're also the crossroads of America. So we have a lot of people that are passing through and it's just, this is where we're staying for the night. We occasionally have, you know, like the bachelor or bachelorette party, because Indy does have a lot of things right downtown. It's one of the few cities that you can walk to: football stadium, the basketball stadium, the baseball diamond, like three different music venues, all from like right where we are downtown, which is really cool. So it's been booming. Oh my God, when Taylor Swift announced her.
Oh yeah.
Show in Indy, I was like, get online, raise the price. Because I, like a bunch of other people, thought it was this November.
Right.
We weren't even open for next November, but I went ahead and opened up those dates for the Taylor Swift show and raised the prices, and they booked in like 2 seconds. So, you know, when we have big things like that, especially like the Indy 500, we obviously get those people in, but a lot of them are for work or just a pit stop instead of a hotel.
Mm, love that. You are so creative with your designs. Is there anything I have two questions. When you first set up your short-term rentals, is there anything you've since changed? Like, you tweaked it, you're like, oh, that's, now that I have guests in there, that's not going to work. And then what has really worked in your rentals that your guests love?
So something that I haven't done yet, because it just keeps slipping my mind and I just got excited that I remembered about it again. I think something that Nashville does really, really well with their short-term rentals is they have these, like, everyone wants an Instagrammable moment. Mm-hmm. And I really want to get someone in to do like some murals, like even on a wall or on the outside of one of the properties would make sense. We've got like a big, it's a carriage house above the garage. So I want to get something on the garage, because then people are doing your marketing for you. Like, if you put the mural along with like your hashtag or your whatever the name of your location is, I think that's a really great idea that I haven't done that Nashville does really, really well. I think the biggest thing as far as tweaking has been playing with the minimum stay and then playing with the pricing. and figuring out what makes sense. Like, would we rather keep it open if it's going to drop below? Because one of ours, when I was looking at it, I think it, if you did like the smart pricing, it was $53 a night. I'm like, okay, so is it worth it for us to have like the wear and tear on the sheets, them using the shampoo, the coffee pods? Someone, our spoons are gone. Are your spoons gone?
They're like socks.
Scissors, knives, spoons.
Wine openers. Yeah. Those also walk away.
I crowdsourced this. I was like, because in my head, spoons, people are cooking drugs in the unit.
Oh, gosh.
Which doesn't make sense because they're not like, we're not slumlords. But I posted on Instagram. I'm like, guys, why would all the spoons walk away? And I was shocked how many people say their husbands, their kids, or they themselves accidentally throw spoons away from like a yogurt container or carry out. And which is just foreign to me because I use a spoon like once a month. I would throw a fork away maybe, but yes, that's been an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah. You'll have some random stuff definitely come up missing, but the good news is it's only spoons, you know, those are easy to replenish, but yeah, I'm going to go with that. They eat something, it slides into the trash and then they're like not going in after well, that.
Fun that my husband does do, that I honestly was like, you need to tone it down a bit because you're spending a lot of money, but he was hiding a $100 bill. And then when people checked in, he would give them a clue and they only got one clue. And like, I think a handful of people found it over the first couple months. And I'm like, can we make it a 20? People get just excited about a 20.
What? Like, wait, why? I need to know why. Yeah. Why is he doing that? Just for fun?
Just for fun. And he thought it'd be fun for the guests. And like, he hid it like behind the wall mirror once. And the clue was something about like, you know, look within yourself to find the answer. Like he has fun with, when he proposed to me, he did a scavenger hunt with clues.
Okay.
And I'm terrible at it. I even used Google and I was like, I don't know the answer, but he loves it. So that's something fun that I think people seem to really enjoy.
I've never heard of that. And it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't need to be a $100 bill. It could be a gift card to your favorite coffee shop. Something. Listeners, this is a hot tip from Mina's husband. Yeah. I love, and it, like, everyone loves gamifying things and like scavenger hunt, and what a fun thing. And I love, it's like you get one clue, like you don't get it, you're done.
You.
And if you're just staying there overnight because it's like your pass through, mm-hmm. what else is there really to do?
Oh my gosh, that is really
board games in there, but yeah, a little scavenger hunt.
That's fun. And did you spend a lot of time designing the space, or were you like, hey, we're gonna try this? This is the budget. Let's get it done. It's easy for me to source things and get it set up quickly.
Well, to be honest, the timing came really, really well. So the first one we set up, because I do so many houses a year and stage so many, a lot of the items I can't return. So we have this like backlog of furniture. So I was able to pull a lot from that. You know, a lot of the bed frames, the mattresses, because I wanted lighter weight ones, things like that. I went ahead and bought. But a lot of items I had. And then when we kind of wrapped up this last season, we outfitted the next two for, I mean, honestly, probably a couple $1,000s each because I had the items. Since then, I've found some like good go-tos. Like IKEA has a really, really good sleeper sofa that's affordable. It's like $900. A lot of like the big fancy sleeper sofas, you're going to get up to like $1,500, like $2,000. So I've started to find kind of like my go-tos for when we set up our next one, because I'm out of furniture.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
So it kind of sounds like you're like most hosts. We call it, you know, you kind of get addicted to that overnight stay and you see the potential of the revenue. And it's lovely hosting guests like in your hometown. Do you and your husband talk about the short-term rentals a lot more than the long-term rentals and like have fun with that and like scheming up maybe what the next property could be?
Yeah, we're in the midst of it right now. So where we live, it's my house and then we have a carriage house. And then the house next door is where I lived when Steve and I met. We kept it when we built this. It also has a carriage house. So it's a 4-bedroom main house. And then we have 2 2-bedroom, 2-bath carriage houses. And he doesn't want the main house to be an Airbnb because you could pack that full of a bunch of hooligans. And the back deck is like right by our bedroom window. So we are going to long-term rent that. And the carriage houses, we're debating, okay, do we short-term rent both? Do we just do one? One is a little bit older, but it also has a rooftop deck and garage parking. So which one's going to make the most sense? Because I think we want to do one or the other and maybe not both, because we do want to keep like a balance between the short-term and long-term, just because it's like stocks and bonds. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I look at it. Like, you know, the long-term rental is good. It's steady. We really only talk about it when a tenant is being a bugaboo and has a problem. The short-term ones are a lot more. And while there's more opportunities for problems, like I can't figure out the door lock. I'm like, did you put the combination in? Did you hit the button? They're like, no, I didn't try that. It's a little frustrating, but there's also so much more potential for income. So It's kind of, for us, it seemed worth the trade-off to manage some more day-to-day conversations than we necessarily do with our long-term.
Do you manage your long-term rentals also? Self-manage this. Okay.
Do you think you'll always self-manage or would you ever see yourself with your short-term or your long-term?
When I met my husband, he was in property management. He did like 200, 300 building apartments.
Okay.
And so our long-term goal was always to build a portfolio so we could retire and live on that. And he was going to manage that portfolio. And he left his corporate job like 2 years-ish ago now and he's always been really into fitness and nutrition. And he has an online personal training platform. It's called HawkFit through True Coach that just took off. Like it's been amazing. And so he's doing that more.
Okay.
So I think it's going to depend honestly how the next probably 5 to 8 years shake out, probably 5 to 10 years. I'm 39, he's 41. So seeing where we are, as the kids get a little older, they're 3 and 5, like, because we don't dislike managing it. It's just a matter of time managing.
Right.
So if we're both at positions in our career where we have the time, we'll keep it in-house. If it's worth it to pay the money to put under someone else's management, then we'll go that route. But I don't, right now, it's manageable.
Awesome.
I have a question as a fellow renovator, Mina. What materials do you swear by for your rentals, long or short? Like you always go to these for rentals because they're tried and true.
Wipeable. Mm-hmm. Anything wipeable. While like a real leather couch is going to be very expensive, you can actually find some really nice ones on like Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they're leather. They're not porous. And like me as a guest, I would much rather sit on a leather sofa than one that was fabric just because it absorbs sweat and skin cells and all those things. And as a property owner, it's so much easier to clean. If you spill red wine on the leather couch, you can wipe it right off. If you spill red wine on this one, we have a problem. So if you could find one that's like not like on Marketplace in good shape, I'd recommend real leather because it actually wears really well.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, we have one rental that's Charlotte Hollis, our giant one. it's 6,700 square feet, and we have like six pleather sofa futon things that are $500 a pop. So if they break, it's not the end of the world, but it's just a really good fabric. So same thing with dining chairs or bar stools, like the ones with the fabric on them are beautiful, but again, you're probably going to end up replacing those more. So those kind of things, bedding, we stick with white because you can bleach it. So you have like the cleanliness of it, but also like the antibacterial cleanliness, but also you can bleach out any stains. The makeup hand towels are a great idea. Don't know if you have the same experience. No one uses them. There's a black towel that says makeup. It's got cute little eyes with eyelashes, and they use the white washcloth and stain it with foundation and mascara. But we still provide them. So
yeah. What is with that? I've
told you, I'm the person. I use the white. It's like you're washing your face. You just reach, and then you're like, "Oh, dang it! I'm taking the fall on that one."
I'm gonna go on your side with the leather couch thing. We manage properties as well for other people in Columbus, and one of our clients like swore by leather soap. This was years ago, and I was like, "This is not gonna go well." But even when you do spill red wine on it or scratch it, it like looks better, like worn in. So yes. I was super wrong there, and I am now a huge leather fan.
And if you actually do have a real leather couch, like once a month, what I've found is, because I had a leather couch in our house with three dogs, two kids for about 5 years, and my brother actually has it now, and it still looks great. You just put like the leather conditioner and water it down, then you can spray it. Mm. You don't have to like wipe it in, because mine was tufted. So it was a bee to clean. But the spray helps condition like all the crevices, so it still looks like really good leather. Like you would have to do it with your boots as well. You got a leather, like condition your couch.
Smart. Mina, I have to ask this. Do you, because of your television show, do guests know that you have a short-term rental and seek you out for that? Have you ever had that encounter at all?
Well, a lot of our short-term rentals, all but one. So we have one, two, my husband and I have three, two of which were episodes of the show. Okay. And then my business has three that were all episodes of the show. So if people are looking, like it says, like ours are called The House That Two Chicks Built.
Oh, okay.
The first and the second floor. And I post them every once in a while. So people know we own them. I'm the one that made the account. So anytime, whether Steve or I message, it's from me. So people think they're always talking to me.
No, that's awesome. I love that.
I was looking at, I was responding to a message the other day, and someone had said, like, "We're so excited to stay at your place. Love the show. You're so amazing." Something like that. Some compliment. And my husband messages back, but as if it's me. "Oh, I'm actually pretty boring. My husband's really the funny, handsome one."
Oh my God.
And the person, and nowhere in their brain would they think like, "Well, that's not Mina." I didn't have the heart to say, and they were very nice. They're like, "Oh, you are as well too, but she's great."
This is huge. Oh, husbands.
This one. We got
he's a live one.
Yeah, we got a live one on our hands.
I think she's real funny.
No, because I'm just thinking, what a great for you. I think it is a huge marketing opportunity. I know Jenna Kutcher, she has a short-term rental in Hawaii, and she has it like specifically like on her page. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, if you could just have so many guests, you know, fans of your show staying with you."
My girlfriend lives in Chicago, and so we sometimes will meet like in Indianapolis, and we try to actually stay at one of your places, and it was booked up. But I think that's a great way for people to be a part of your brand and to experience that thing they see on TV. I mean, what a better way to immerse themselves.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's good marketing that not a lot of people have the opportunity to get. So
for sure.
I appreciate it for sure.
I love that you actually put that in the bio. So, you know, so people can know and have that added bonus. So Mina, we are excited. We are going to have you at our conference here in around a month. Can you Sarah and I are kind of dying to know, when you speak, when you do a keynote, can you just give us a little snippet of, you know, what you're going to bring to our conference guest? And I'll let everybody know, Nina's manager that we've been working with, he is like, her energy is next level. So we're very excited about that. You can talk to him after this. But Mina, can you tell us, like, what are you going to be talking about? What are some of the things that are, you know, you're going to bring to the stage at our event?
Well, it drives my husband crazy. Like anytime I do a speaking thing, he's like, so what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm going to figure it out when I get there, because I think it's really important to like, to see the size of the crowd, to the energy of the crowd, like read the room. And I was speaking to a couple hundred legislators that were in town for a conference, and I was not educating them on anything. I was just like the fun hype girl. And we were all over the place. We got like deep on life lessons from the show, things I would do differently, like in a big way. And we wrapped out with a poop prank that we played early on in filming the show. So it really can go all over the place. I don't know if we're going to have a set, like even with couple hundred people, I love doing Q&A because then we're talking about what they want to talk about. And I hate boring people because I hate when I'm boring people. And you can tell when people's eyes start to glaze over and I'm like, all right, guys, what do you want to talk about? Like, I got all the jokes. I got all the stories. I can tell you about the show. But usually it's a little bit of a background. I always do a poll, like, who here has no clue why I'm here? And if there's some, they're always like, oh, I don't know. So, you know, a little bit of background of how I ended up with the show, because it really is a weird story. And I think a lot of people think, you know, you apply and that is in some cases. So kind of talk about that. And then, you know, the weirdness that is TV. And then really just if there's anything specific, obviously you guys, it'll lean more into the story of like the short-term rentals and the struggles and things like that. But
I'm excited to hear the backstory too, because I can share with you, like, we'll just put it out there really quick on this episode. Nina, it really is so many people's dreams. And Sarah has had a stint on an HGTV show. And so like, we hear it time after time of so many hosts. Like, it really is their dream to be on HGTV. They get a call or an email about a sizzle reel. And they just like, it is, you know, this thing that I think people put up on a pedestal of like, will completely change their life and all these things. So we are excited. Can you at our conference dig in there a little bit on the pros, the cons, and kind of, you know, the people that have this dream? And I love that you said it's not your story isn't the typical one that people would think. And I think that's what so many people want, is to really see behind the scenes. And even when HGTV shows in theory are behind the scenes because you're going behind the scenes of the rehabs, but not really. So I just want to encourage our listeners, like, if you want to, you know, if this is something that, and don't, listeners, I know,
don't lie.
You know you want to be on HGTV, so don't don't fake. even if it's one episode of something, come out to the conference. You are like, you guys can hear right now, just in this interview, Nina is so down to earth. She wants to share her experience. And the thing too is like, her and her husband are building generational wealth, their portfolio, and they're doing it in Indianapolis, Indiana, you know? And that's one thing that we actually,
have a beach. We don't have mountains. Like, you gotta work for it.
No. Same here.
And we love that. And that was when we were actually talking about keynotes and like, Sarah was like, Nina, like, you were the top of the list and actually the first and only person, because you were said yes, but it was very important that we show someone in the Midwest doing their thing, crushing it in short-term rentals on the HGTV show, doing, you know, building the portfolio with her partner. Like, that was really important to us, because so many of these events, like you just said, Nina, they happen, you know, they happen in Florida or Texas or California. And we want to show people, you know, that you can really do this anywhere, you know, wherever you're located, and if you have that passion. So we're excited for you to share that part of you building your portfolio.
I think it was maybe one of like my first five episodes of my podcast, Nina AF. I did it with a guy named Michael Elefante. I think that's how you saw his last name.
Yep.
And I literally stumbled upon him on Instagram and I was like, this would be super interesting to talk. Like, I was asking him questions. It's a super good episode if anyone wants to listen to it. But I actually got a message from him a few weeks back saying, you know, and they reached out about a sizzle reel, about this, like, what things can you tell me? What advice do you have? And I'm definitely excited to talk to people about that, because while there are such amazing things, there are very challenging things. So knowing what you want, then you can make all the decisions the right way. I think where people sometimes go wrong is, well, it's just, you know, it's like, it's fun, it's flashy, it's 15 minutes. it is a lot of work. It is a lot of work and you got to be ready to do it. And it's like a weird new world because it's like learning to speak a different language, mm-hmm. learning how to be on TV. And some people are like, mom and I are weird. So we were good at it from the beginning, but it's definitely a different world. So yeah, I'm happy to talk about that.
And the one thing that I want to just piggyback off of what you just said for all of our listeners out there too, that have, you know, a dream to show off their work, you know, their properties to other people. The one thing we can say is like, there are platforms like podcasting, like YouTube, like Instagram, like TikTok, where you don't have to wait for someone to reach out to you to start mm-hmm. to create. So that's what I think you'll see now. Like Mina is doing her own podcast and still, still creating her spaces for people. So that's also what I want to let all the offer to all the listeners that maybe not sit around and wait for the network because they're gonna probably see you while you're putting your content out there. But anything else you can offer to our listeners, but not too much because we want them to come to the event, obviously. But anything else before we wrap up the episode, Mina?
No, I mean, I'm just really excited to talk to them and we'll just go all over the place. We can talk about investments, the good side, the bad side, the show. It really is a great poop prank joke. I love when it like rolls into the opportunity to tell it. So if that happens, y'all are going to love it, but we're just going to have fun.
I would love
Amazing.
That. And listeners, you heard her. Like, we are going to have an open Q&A. You're going to be able to ask questions. And I don't know about you, but tell me the last time you were able to sit down with someone from HGTV Star and ask them questions one-on-one, you know. So we're offering you that opportunity. So make sure to grab your ticket.
Yes, tfbcon.com. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.